Okay, good evening, everybody. So tonight, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in Siman. Am I muted here? I am muted. Okay, tonight, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in Siman Shin Ayin Beis. And tonight, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to be learning Se'ifim Yud Gimel Yud Aleph Tes Vav Tes Zayin. This is page Resh Mem Beis Amud Aleph. And again, we're continuing to talk about when you have two chatzeros that are separated by a wall, when do we assume that they're considered to be like one chatzer, or that they might be considered to be like one chatzer in that they're able to make a single layer between them. So it says the Shulchan Aruch Sif Yud Gimel, Hemet Shnei Sulam Al Zebit Zadzeh V'lohoi B'Shnei Meshach Arba'ah. Let's say you have two ladders that are one right next to the other, but each one is extremely narrow, and they don't have between them four tfachim of width. And you distance them a little bit from each other so that they'll end to end, it's four tfachim, and you fill the space in between with straw. So that's not a ladder, that's not a four tfach ladder. It does not work. You can't climb on straw. So if straw is taking the place where your feet are supposed to go, you're just going to fall right through. So obviously that's not a real Pesach. The place where your feet go is in the middle of the ladder and you can't climb on straw. But if the ladder's on the inside, as in the middle, and you surround it on the sides with straw, then it is a valid Pesach from one chatzer to the other, and therefore it works to use the area on top of the wall, as well as to be considered a Pesach between the two chatzeros, so that you can make one big eruv between them. Mishabruk of Gimel, Umili Avish Abinayim Bekash, Shasan Ken Shlivo, so you make the straw like steps on the ladder, Vakash Minatzad, Ubizendish Mashir, Meshach Rochav Arba Tvachim Lasulam. And by adding the kash, by adding that straw, now you get to the four Tvachim of width. So Mahani, it works if the straw is on the side. Lefi Shakafa Regal Ola Basulam, because your feet will go on the ladder itself, which has some sturdiness to it, Vakash Minatzad, and you can hold on to the straw as you with your hands as you're climbing, and that's not going to cave in. Meaning, when do we say that you can make one eruv between the two chatzeros? That's if both sides have a ladder that reaches almost to the top of the wall, then it's considered to be a Pesach between them. And just a thing to know about this whole siman over here is whenever we say that they're making one eruv between the two of them, it means that whatever you did on one side, you did on the other side, so that you can make it totally accessible from each side to the other. See if you dalid. Let's say the ladder itself was not four tvachim wide, but you dig into the wall a little bit to be mashlimit to four tvachim. So you only need to get to a height of 10 tefachim where you make such chakikos, you make such grooves in the wall. The let's say you don't put a ladder at all, you just make grooves in the wall to sort of reach in and climb and stick your feet in to be able to climb up the wall, then it's not enough to have that going up to 10 tefachim of height. That has to go all the way to the top of the wall. And then it will work, whether it's whether your interest is in being able to use the top of the wall or whether your interest is in being able to make a joint eruv between the two chatzeros. Siv katan kuf zayin v'chaka ketzlo b'kosel kigon shazakaf asulam biyosher. Meaning, let's say the case over here that we're talking about is that you don't lean the ladder on an angle on the wall; you just stand the ladder right up against the wall, straight up. V'chaka mikan b'kosel shahayav v'asa kamin shlivo. And then you make grooves in the wall to be mashlim the shear of four tvachim. So then dailo perish avala sulam ba'atzmo tzorch shiala ad rosh hakosel kol panim pachas mishal shvach v'nal b'sivches. While the ladder needs to go all the way up to within three tvachim at the top of the wall, the grooves don't need to. The grooves only need to get to within only need to go up to 10 tvachim high off the ground. Shiachub kov azar shezel shir kov a pesach, because that's the size of a pesach if it's 10 tvachim. Even though the wall may be way higher than that, and at the full height of the wall, the ladder is not four tefachim wide, that doesn't bother us, because practically you could still climb the ladder and get to the top of the wall. But if all you have is the grooves in the wall and you don't have any ladder there, then the grooves grooves need to go all the way up because it's not as easy to climb. You ever go to like those mountain climbing places, we got to grab onto this and that, right? It's not as easy to climb as a ladder is, and therefore it needs to go all the way up. When we say it's got to go all the way to the top of the wall, it means to within three tfachim of the top of the wall. And then it works. Either of these things work, both to utilize the top of the wall as well as to make a joint eruv between the two chatzeros. Sif tesvav. Let's say you had a tree next to the wall and you made that a ladder to the wall. If you want, that can join the two chatzeros and you can make one big eruv. But let's say it was an asherah tree that you were using as a way to climb up to the wall. Ein marvin echad. That is not a valid way of joining the chatzeros. Because there's this daraisa to utilize it. You're not allowed to climb an asherah tree. You're not allowed to get an anah from an tree of zarshah surabanah. V'arosh al kosav hepech. Dilan ein emol v'asherah moeles. The Rosh says the opposite. Because a regular tree does not work, but an asherah tree does. V'usha teyevesha, provided that it's a dry asherah tree. So we'll have to see why that is. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah, the Kuf Yud Gimel. Imratu marvin echad shein asolalos al stami l'mishabes el midivrei sof from bein hashmashos shushas kniyas eruv lo gozru al shvus shel devarim. Meaning the first opinion says, a regular tree, no problem, because you only need the eruv to be operative at bein hashmashos. And although there's an issur drabanan to climb trees on Shabbos, issur and drabanan don't apply during bein hashmashos. So during bein hashmashos, you were allowed to use that tree, so you're good with a regular tree. But then we said that that the Rush writes the opposite, that a regular tree is no good. Why? Granted that during Ben HaShemashos we don't do Durabanans, but you're not allowed to climb a tree on Shabbos. And the purpose of the Erev is for Shabbos. So how can you be matir something on Shabbos with something you're not allowed to do on Shabbos? So it's also to climb a tree on Shabbos. But why does the Rush hold the Vashera Mo'elis? But if it's an Ashera tree, it's fine. Halv lesbi mishum Mr. Shabbos. Because there's no issue to climb an Asherah tree on Shabbos. There's another issue of Avod Zara, meaning it's not a Shabbos related problem, it's an Avod Zara related problem, which has nothing to do with Shabbos, and therefore that's going to be valid to make it a joint chatzer. Yevesha, provided that it's dry, that it doesn't have any fruits or leaves or branches, where then there's no concern that you're going to come to pull anything off it. And therefore, you'd be allowed to climb it on Shabbos had it not been for the fact that it's Avodah Zarah. However, we're going to see, we saw earlier in Simon Shin Lam and Vav, you're not even supposed to climb a dry tree on Shabbos. But that's only just an extra siag. It's like a gzera that you might come to be mekel to climb other trees as well, which itself is only gzera that you're going to come to be tolish things. The Rabbi says, Pashtus, as we passing like the first day over here, that a regular tree can be a sulam lakosel, but a nashera tree cannot be a sulam lakosel. Sif tezayin. Let's say you have a ditch in between two chatzeros. Amok asara v'rachav arba'a. That's 10 tfachim deep, 4 tfachim wide. Ein yuchal na'ariv yachad afilu malei tevin v'kash kolz man shalo bitlo. You're not allowed to join the two chatzeros in an eruv because this ditch that runs along the whole border between the two chatzeros makes it that it separates the chatzeros, and that's true even if you fill it with straw, unless you're mevatel the straw there forever. I mean, you're mevatel it there with no plan of moving it. If it was full of dirt and rocks, afilu stama, even with no explicitly stated intention that you're going to be mevatel or not going to be mevatel, shlo bitlo, you were never actively mevatel it. Trichem la'ariv yachad. It's still considered like one big chatzer. We view it as if you were mevatel it, and it's one big eruv. Rama says yeshom dimleya beperos stama bitla didarkel nasosel sham otzar. That some say that if you fill it with peros, then probably you were mevatel it there because it's a normal place to store things long term in a ditch in the ground. I guess it keeps the peros fresh. It's probably cooler in the ground. So that's the Mishnah Berurah Kuf Yud Zayin. Charech ben shtei chatzeros pirish. Shloya b'nein shum mechitza mafsakas racharetz bialma. There's no mechitza between the chatzeros. There's a ditch in the ground. Amok asara shekshem shemechitza shegavah asara. Sarim Hafsekas Bein Roshuyos, just like a Ten Tefach Chai Mechitza, we'll separate two Chatzeros, Kein Charet Shu Amuk Shir Zeh, Gam Kein Mechalik Roshuyos. So too, a ditch in the ground that's that deep, we'll separate them. Mari Shah Charet Zalich Bekolor HaChatzeros Mikotza Al Kotze. And obviously we're talking about where this ditch runs along the entire border from one end to the other between the two Chatzeros. Because if there's even four tvachim of area where this charetz doesn't run, where it's just flat ground, well, then you have a pesach from one chatzer to the other. You have four tvachim wide pesach. V'rochav arba'a tvachim, and the ditch has to be four tvachim wide. Because if it's less than four tvachim from one end of the ditch to the other, you could just walk right over it. So that's not a real separation. It's not a real barrier. Meaning a wall above the ground doesn't need to be four tvachim wide, because you can't walk through it, right? And you can't walk over. But a ditch in the ground, if it's less than four tvachim wide, you know, just one, you don't even have to jump, you just walk right over it. And it has to be that throughout the entire end to end, it's four tvachim wide. Tevin v'kash, sheroi l'machal behema. If you put in there straw or hay, which an animal might eat, because if it were not edible for an animal, then we would just treat it like dirt, which we assume is batel. If you were not mevatel the tevin of the kash, and meaning you never said, I'm not going to remove this from the ditch, and some say, it's regardless of what you say, meaning whether you said anything or not, it's just that you had this intention, then it's going to be mispatel memela. Mole offer, hainu kol orech hacharitz. If the whole thing is full of dirt, or I'll call upon him biyoser measer amos, or at least more than 10 amos of it is full of dirt, because if it were not, if it were less than 10 amos, we'd view it just like a Pesach. V'dad, the mashakas of mole offer, who love dafka, di miyat unko measer gam kin dina hachi. Meaning, it doesn't have to be full of dirt to take away its mechitza status. You just have to put enough dirt in that it's not 10 tefachim deep anymore. And that takes away its mechitza status, because the mechitza is only if it's 10 tefachim. Any rock and dirt that's in charetz, mistama, you're mevatel it there. So the Shulchan Aruch cryptically told us to look at shinul chesiv beis. What's that about? In the Rama over there, that there are two opinions over there in the Rama. If your intention is to leave it there for the rest of this Shabbos, but you do plan on moving it during the week, is that called that it's batel there and that it's now part of the ground? Or is that considered like a foreign substance that is not batel to the ground? There are those that say, since you do not plan on leaving it there forever, it's not considered batel to the ground, and it's worse than a stam case, and therefore it's not one joint chatzer. Uledina nira, dekimit shu divrei sof from the yeshus machlaka imratzu ma'arvin yachad vimratzu ma'arvin shnayim. La lacha, we could be makel, because the whole thing is a drabanan. So if you want, you can make one big erev. If you want, you can make two erevin. Kuf chafei, la sosan sham otzer, la izaz man velo listapik mimen. When you put peros in the ground, the intention is to leave it there for some time and not to use it for a while. Vayin magnavim sham fakvek al din zeh, v'chein biragra hiskim ledvar, v'davka peros tevalim shu davar shein nital b'shabas, l'chein stama mevutal, hashar peros shemutal listapik mim stama einu mevutal. When the magnavim and the grass say, whoa, 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 why would you not take peros? Let's say you're hungry, so then you'll take peros. It has to be peros that you're not allowed to use. So what's an example of peros you're not allowed to use? Peros of tevel, because you're not allowed to take chumas and maizos on Shabbos. Only that we would say is batel to the ground. But any peros that you would be allowed to use would not be batel. So the Chaz wrote in tonight in Sif Yud Gimel, we said that if you have two ladders that you're trying to be mashlim to a shir of four tvachim with straw, the straw can't be in the middle, but it could be on the sides. And then in Sif Yud Dalid, we said that you could, if you have a combination of a ladder and grooves in a wall that goes up to 10 tefachim high, and the ladder continues up the rest of the wall, that could be considered a Pesach. But if you only have grooves in a wall, the grooves need to run all the way to the top. In Sif Tezvav, we said two opinions, whether a regular tree can serve as a Pesach from one chatzer to another, but not an Asherah, or just the opposite. And it seems that we paskin that a regular tree, yes, an Asherah, no. And then in Sif Tezayin, we said that if you have a ditch in the ground, that's 10 tefachim deep, and 4 tefachim end to end, 4 tefachim wide, then it's considered a separation between the chatzeros, unless you have something in there that can be assumed to be batel. Okay, but from tomorrow, same time, same place, Se'if Yud Zayin. Everyone have a wonderful evening.